Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, November the 17th of 2021. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where is where I live. And it's great to be with you. It always is great to be with you. It's always great to be with you every time we do one of these broadcasts. It really is. And I'm glad to be with you tonight. Wherever you're tuning in from, however you found out about us, I'm just grateful that you would tune in to the show. And so, for those of you who tune in on a regular basis, you're a blessing. You really are. It really means a lot when you tune into this broadcast. I do want to give a shout out to my cousin Minnie and my grandpa Shukla from New Mexico, who I hope is tuning in tonight. They just flew into Michigan in New Mexico. They're going to be spending some time here for the next week. And so it's good that they are here in Michigan. And if you're listening, Grandpa and Minnie, welcome to the show. Glad you decided to tune into the broadcast tonight. Because I had gotten a notification from my mother that they had just been picked up from the airport. So I'm glad that they're here. And hopefully they're tuned in. And so, praise God. Last night, we had talked about the miracle of provision and how Jesus did the miracle of multiplying the loaves of bread and fish for the 4,000 men besides women and children. It's believed that there was 15,000 people there, approx. So it really was good. And one thing I loved about it when Jesus did those miracles like that is he gave thanks. Now, we in this country, a week from tomorrow, is Thanksgiving Day. And Thanksgiving isn't just supposed to be a four-day weekend with football, turkey, and a food coma. followed by a great big shopping spree. No. Nothing wrong with the turkey. Nothing wrong with the football. Nothing wrong with the whole Black Friday thing. But ultimately, Thanksgiving is about being thankful, celebrating what God has given us. Next week, I'm going to tell you about how we had a couple different presidents in this country declared giving Thanksgiving Day, you know, when it would be that it was to be the giving of thanks, the day for giving of thanks to God, to the Almighty God specifically. I don't mean like there's just God and Almighty God. It said Almighty God originally. That's why I said specifically. Day of giving of thanks to the Almighty God. So, here in this country, we do have a lot to be thankful for. And we may not be happy with the current state of things in our country right now. In various areas, different things. I'm not going to take a bunch of time to get into all that tonight. But what I will say is, regardless of all of those things, those negative things that are going on, we do have a lot, honestly, to be thankful for and grateful for. We really do. And that's not just something I'm saying. In this country, we really do have a lot to be thankful and grateful for. We're still the freest country on the face of the earth. We still have our Constitution. We still have, we're still considered a Christian nation, even though there's certain people that would like to change that, but not yet. They haven't done it yet, and in Jesus' name, they won't do it, because we are the only nation other than Israel that was made to be a Christian nation. The only other nation that was designed to be a Christian nation. And that's us, the United States of America. And so you know, I'm thankful that I don't live, for example, in the Middle East or in Canada, per se, or different places. You know, the border with Canada is open if you've taken the, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, but OSHA has currently suspended the requirement for those who work at companies who have more than 100 workers. That OSHA just suspended the mandate after they got a court order. Did you see that? It got suspended by OSHA because there was a court order against it. Did you see that, Shelley? They suspended it.
Yeah.
I know. I was so grateful when I saw that because, and to be honest, grateful the court did that, it, stepped in, but I wasn't sure whether or not OSHA was going to do that or if they were going to stand their ground and say, nope, at least for now. And we have to continue to pray that that when this gets to the, if this gets to the Supreme Court, that they will uphold what the Fifth Appeals Court said, because when we get to official vax mandates and them being in effect, by the time you get there, it is officially a cold day in hell with the devil singing Frosty the Snowman. In other words, it's not good. Not good. Now, of course, now I can kind of use it and it sort of makes sense a little bit. Last year, I might have said it in like May last year, we were still locked in our houses, but now, you see, we're closer to the holidays. And so, it's kind of why I teased about it and said that that's what it's like when they do that. And so, anyhow, you know, you got to be thankful for what Jesus has done, the miracles that he's done. And yeah, being grateful for the material things, you know, like your house and what have you, that's good. That's great. But what about what Jesus did for you? What about him saving your soul? What about him healing your body? What about all that? I just figured I'd mention it for a little bit tonight to start with, because in some days a week from tomorrow, we'll be touching on this more next week. Because next week is Thanksgiving week. And so, sorry about that. I was just checking my clock real quick, like just making sure I was still good on time before I moved on for the other things that I want to get to this evening, which include college and NFL football for this weekend, which we will be discussing near the end of the broadcast. Yes. Michigan plays. They play this weekend, but Michigan State plays a really important game. This is a big test for the Spartans this weekend. And we will be talking about that later. Also, a couple of NFL games. And in the MHSAA, it's time for the semifinals, which include one team that is currently in the Saginaw Valley League and another one that is soon to be in the Saginaw Valley League. One in Division I, the other is in Division II. just to give you an idea. And so we will be discussing that later. But just to give you an idea of what we're going to be looking at in terms of sports. But before we do any of that, we're going to sing and have the word of the Lord. But before I do that, I want to remind you of a few quick things. First of all, programming, and that is after Thanksgiving, we're going to be doing, starting with the Christmas music. I did do a song Monday night that was a Christmas song before Thanksgiving. Am I sorry? Nope. Well, I wish you did. Well, if you think Christmas music before Thanksgiving is bad, then that's your call. I'm not going to judge it. But I would wonder, are you maybe a little bit of a Grinch? This is funny. I remember one year I was bragging to my brother about how I had started listening to Christmas music, and it was almost 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. And my brother said the turkeys have not been killed yet, necessarily. The turkeys haven't been eaten yet. And that was his idea of telling me, it's too early, buddy. This is the way of telling me that it was too early to listen to Christmas music. But, of course, to him, I was thinking, I'm still going to listen. That's what I was thinking, was like, I'm still going to listen to it. Don't get in the way. But, so we'll have that going. Also, real quickly, I want to mention to you our book, Rivers of Miracles. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life and about how gracious God has been and all the different miracles that he did, and how he's just been so good. So the website is Rivers, Rivers of Miracles.com. It's an I, not a Y. You can find out how to get your hands on the book. The other thing I want to mention to you real quick is our PayPal. If this show has been an encouragement, a blessing to your life, then I really want to encourage you to consider sowing a seed into the Miracle Man program. And let me tell you something. And what I want to tell you is, sometimes what you're believing for, obviously we all believe in things, or at least those of us who are saved, we should be believing God for things. We need to be trusting in God, having faith in him. And sometimes what you got to do, you want to see it come to pass, sometimes you have to sow a seed. Make a commitment. Sow a seed. There's times that when you sow, that you don't just, you know, give to a good cause like this, that's very godly, very Christian, like this. There's times that you decide in your mind, you know, or write down on a piece of paper, what is it that you're believing God for? I think of a verse, this verse that says, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Another verse, faith without works is dead. Sometimes that work can be sowing a seed. So, I'm serious. Sometimes that work can be sowing a seed, getting that seed in the ground. And when you sow a seed, I pray over that seed. Because I want you blessed. And the verse I have for you, so you can see. Before I give it to you, I've got to give you the address. You go to paypal.com. In the search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind two quick things. Number one, the R, the first R in Rivers, and then the S and Shukla are both capitalized. The other thing I want you to keep in mind is that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla so that it's not just all one word, Rivers Shukla. It's Rivers Shukla. As I said, capital R-Y-V-E-R-S, space, capital S-H-U-K-L-A. You'll see that in that search bar, and then click on that, and then you choose how much you want to sell. It's up to you. I'm not going to tell you how much to sell. Mm-mm. Nope. You have to determine what seems right in your heart if you're going to sow a seed. And whether you sow a seed or not, you're still going to get the same work. You're still going to get, you know, the singing. You're still going to get this and that. My name is not the Detroit Free Press, where they make you subscribe in order to read the sports articles online. I honestly don't like that they did that, but I'm not them. That to say, okay, I'll leave that alone. But the verse I want you to sow within your heart, in your mind, is, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Not according to all these other things, you know, the price of gas, the stock market, milk, it's according to his riches and glory. And so, amen. I'm just so grateful that he is the provider, Jehovah Jireh. And I just thank you. All right. Now we're going to get into a few songs, and then we're going to pray and get into the Word. Tonight, I'm going to teach on prayer. I'll be talking about Jesus teaching on prayer, because we're continuing going through the different teachings of Jesus. And I've been thinking, okay, what are some teachings of Jesus that I didn't yet cover over the course of the series? And I just thought, and I had been thinking about that, and then something popped in my mind today while I was getting ready, and I thought, you know, Jesus taught on prayer, and I didn't teach on it yet. I may have at some point in the previous 4 years, but over the course of this series, I hadn't done it. Because I had just felt like I was supposed to go through the different teachings of Jesus. And so, lately, I have been doing that. And even when we spent those couple days talking about teaching on love, that was one of the commandments from Jesus, to love one another. So it was a teaching from Jesus. All right. We're going to sing. Now, I don't want to get into my message now before I try to sing, and then when it's time to do the message, me not have as much left after we read because I said it all now. No, so, nope. So we're going to sing first. I want to scream it out from every mountain top. Your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your goodness fills my life. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good. Good to me. Nothing and no one comes anywhere close to you. The earth and oceans deep only reflect this truth. And in my darkest night, you shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me. And with a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim, you are good. You are good. When the sun or rain, my life celebrates. You are good. You are good. With a cry of praise, my life, my heart will proclaim. You are good. You are good. And in the sun or rain, my life celebrates. You are good. You are good. And I sing because you are good. And I dance because you are good. And I shout because you are good. You are good to me. And I sing because you are good. And I dance because you are good. And I shout because you are good. You are good. Good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are times I wonder who I am to be. Even I belong to thee. I know the rest of my life with you. I'm a miracle, Lord. I'm a miracle, Lord. I'm a miracle, Lord. All because of you. I was lost to the skills of men and bound to die. I was out and in pain, but God was there for me. Not there to ease my pain. I'm there for the rest of my life. With you, Lord, I'm a miracle, Lord. I'm a miracle, Lord. I am a miracle, Lord, all because of you. For the rest of my days, I will give you praise. I'm a miracle, Lord, all because of you. Mm-hmm. I'm a miracle, Lord. I'm a miracle, Lord. I am a miracle, Lord. All because of you. And for the rest of my day, I will give you praise. I'm a miracle, Lord, all because of you. I am a miracle, Lord, all because of you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ for us. And let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And let the strong say, I am filled. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ for us. And let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. because of what the Lord has done for us. And let the strong say, I am his. Let the sick say, I am healed. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And let the sick say, I am healed. Let the bound say, I am free. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. You're working in us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You're healing the sick. You still heal the sick. You still free those who are bound, those who are addicted to substances, those who are bound by other things. You free them and you heal them. Thank you, Lord God, that those who are poor no more. Thank you, Father God, that those who are blind are blind no more. Those who are lame no more. Any of those who are sick, they're sick no more. Thank you, Lord God, that in you right now, those who are weak, however they're weak, whether it be physically, mentally, spiritually, they're strong because of you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Just put your hand up. Love on him for a minute. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Show that I'm an ashid. I'm an ashid. Thank you, Jesus. We're so thankful. We're so grateful. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. We come to you right now. We thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on us. You're helping us as we go through this journey called life. Thank you that whatever stuff from the world is trying to seep upon us, that it leaves us right now. And that we're ready for what it is that you have for us tonight. We're ready. I'm ready. I pray these listeners are ready for what it is that you have for them tonight so that they may receive from you what you have for them. And I thank you, Master, for that. Thank you, Lord God, that you are healing our bodies. I take authority over this COVID flu stuff, whether it be COVID, whether it be flu, whatever it is that's going around. I curse that sickness and disease. Thank you, Lord God, that that this demon called COVID is gone in your name. That it's out of our state, it's out of our country, and it's gone in the name of Jesus. Pray that we will no longer be number one in terms of what they say, number one for COVID spread in America. I pray that in your name, Jesus, no more. I thank you that we are healed in our bodies. I command pain to leave us right now, and I command health to flow. Sickness go, disease go, migraine headaches go, cancer go, back pain go, in the name of Jesus. Colds go, flu, fever, COVID-19, go. Leave our bodies. If it's sickness that's not from you, no sickness is from you at all. We command it to leave our bodies right now in your name. Just put your hand on your body right now, on different parts of your body, and start calling them well. Eyes, I call you well. Heart, I call you well. Even if they are well, call them well. Stomach, I call you well. Feet, I call you well. Hands, I call you well. Ears, I call you well. Back, I call you well. Kidneys, I call you well. Legs, I call you well. Hair, I call you well. Hips, I call you well. Thighs, I call you well. Face, I call you well. Throat, I call you well. Pancreas, I call you well. I call our bodies healed in the name of Jesus. The power of your blood. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're just helping us. And that as we get ready for this week, next week, we're going to celebrate you. We're going to give thanks to you with thanksgiving. And I thank you for that, Master. So I thank you for this word tonight as we teach on prayer. I thank you that we will live a prayer life. We will be those who pray. We won't be those who just think about praying and don't do it. And I thank you that you'll help us all with that in your name. And now, Lord God, I thank you that you meet every need represented on this program tonight, whatever it is. But even the other needs, I know we dealt with healing for a bit, a minute ago, but that you meet whether they're needs in our bodies, whether they're needs in our mind, whether they're financial needs, whether they're whatever these needs may be, thank you that you are the God that meets the need. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that. And now, I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that finances come into this program. I say that increases in listenership, major increases in listenership, come into this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this wonderful radio program in Jesus' matchless name. And everybody said, amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Word of God says we can have the fruit of our lips. I enjoy doing this Bible confession. It's not boring to me the least bit. I really enjoy it. And as I just said, I do have. There are biblical reasons for why I do this. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. It is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? Wherever you're at, if you can. Clap, shout, even if you have to fake it. Woo! Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Master. Turn with me, please, to the book of Luke, chapter 11. Praise God, Luke 11. I want to teach on prayer tonight. I'm going to talk about how Jesus taught on prayer. That's what I'm titling this lesson tonight. Jesus teaches on prayer. All right. Luke 11. And I want to begin at verse 1. Luke 11, 1. I'm going to begin. If you're not there yet, just go ahead and catch up. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished praying, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples to pray." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, our Father, not our Father." I don't know how that came out. I'm sorry. Let's try this again. "When you pray, say, our Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." And in the Matthew version, it says, it goes on, you know, and says, you know, "For thine is the kingdom forever and ever." Amen. Verse 5. Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend. He goes to him at midnight, and he says, 'Lend me, give me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.' Then the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked. My children are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So, I say, ask, and it will be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock. No, not the knock on wood phrase. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake to eat instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? Huh? Yep, that's what he said. Verse 13. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Let's read few more verses. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd was amazed. But some of them said, by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons. Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said to them, any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined. A house divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebub's name. Now, if I drive out demons by the name of Beelzebub, by whom do you followers drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. If I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. When someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoils. He who is not with me is against me. He who does not gather with me scatters. When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places, seeking rest, does not find it. Then it says, I'm going to return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there together. The final condition of that man is worse than the first. As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you. He replied, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. I'm going to read you the last couple of verses I'm going to read you are the ones about the sign of Jonah, and then we'll discuss this whole prayer thing. As the crowds increased, Jesus said, "This is a wicked generation. It asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment of the men of this generation and will condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom, and now one greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand at the judgment of this generation and will condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now one greater than Jonah is here." All right. So, about prayer. First of all, in Matthew, it goes into quite a bit better, I mean, quite a bit greater explanation on how you should pray. And he gets into that whole thing of, Jesus gets into that whole thing, excuse me, of when you pray, go into the room, go into your bedroom, or go into your room, close the door. Pray to your Father, which is in secret. That's one thing you can do. Some people like to walk and pray. My father is one of those. Sometimes he'll be at church and he'll be walking around the sanctuary during pre-service prayer, praying as he walks. And if that's your style, that's cool. But it is very important that you have a prayer life. If you believe in praying, you should pray. Now, obviously, there's things you pray about in your English language, in your language, you know, what you believe in for him to do, praying for those, you know, and your family or other people that you know, praying for your nation, praying for, yeah. Prayer is part of a good relationship with God. It really is. People should know that you pray. You pray over your food, and if you pray over your food in the restaurant, someone should notice. I'm not saying you always have, no, you don't always have to be loud. Maybe you just at the table and you just pray, bless the food. But there should be times at least once in a while that somebody notices. And maybe even asks something. That's part of being the salt and light. But if you say, well, Miracle Man, I believe in prayer, you should pray. And I remember at a young age, don't remember exactly how old I was, but I know I was a young boy, like six, seven, eight, nine, somewhere in there. And I remember at one point, a lady in our children's church, I know who she is. She still goes there, but I won't mention her name, even her last name on the show. But nothing bad at all. I'd have no problem giving her name, but I would just rather not. Because I never asked for permission or anything like that, so. But this children's church teacher, she had told us that it's really important that we have a prayer life. You should have a prayer life. Should pray every day. We had a song we used to sing even. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you grow, grow, grow. Don't read your Bible, don't pray every day, and you will shrink, shrink, shrink. You'll shrink spiritually if you don't read your Bible. Now, there's times you pray, like I said, your native language, and then you ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. That's what that was talking about when he said the Holy Spirit will give you, you know, when you ask. That was talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what I feel like I was talking about. And when you pray in tongues, you're building up your spirit man. You're building up your spirit man when you pray in tongues. You really are. You're just building yourself up when you do that. It's like how when you go take a jog or you take a good jog outside or power walk or something or do some power treadmill running, you're building up some endurance. And then you get to weightlifting and things like that and other forms of strength training, and you're building strength in your body. When you're praying, it's almost like you're working out. But spiritual. Maybe that was a bad analogy. In today's age, you need to have a prayer life with God. You need to have a relationship with God. It's important. It's not just one of those nice things to have. We read the Lord's Prayer, the Luke version, Our Father in Heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who debt us. Lead us not into temptation. And even though this wasn't exactly there, I like in the Luke version, I still like to add this. For thine is the kingdom forever and ever. Amen. Of course, I've heard the joke from Pastor before when he teaches on prayer and teaches on the Lord's Prayer. And he'll be like, forgets this. Then be the Father of God forever and ever. Amen. See you, God. Really? Or our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Whether you do it that way, the other way, the regular way, he knows. But you know, prayer's a really important part of being a good Christian. And sometimes it's really good when you decide, okay, now I'm going to take some time and I'm going to pray and read my Bible. I'm going to do some devotion time. Sometimes you need to get before God and have some serious prayer time. You know, maybe you should do this more often. Either turn your electronics off or go in a different room, turn down the volume of those electronics. You go in a different room where those electronics are not at, and maybe take your Bible with you. Go in there and pray. And Shelley, let me ask you a question. Are notifications anointed? Let me think here. Are notifications anointed? When Siri says something to me, or I hear ping, 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 text, 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 email, email, Facebook notification. Oh, those are not anointed. Not one of those comes from heaven. Nope. See, notifications are not anointed. So sometimes you just need to turn those things off and get before God and pray. Read your Bible. Because if you don't, it'll be so easy for you to, oh, I got a notification. Oh, I got a phone call. I should answer it. Oh, I got a text. I should. Oh, I got a notification from this app. I should open it. It can wait. You're spending time with your Father in heaven. Praying. Let's talk about something else about this prayer thing. Two different things. First of all, Jesus had said, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Meaning, seek his presence, you shall find it. Knock, and the door will be open to you. Another thing I want to mention is sometimes when you pray, you do not want to be the one doing all the talking. Jesus, I'm believing you to do this and this and this and this and this and heal my body and heal my kids and my car, and my dog, this, blah, 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 my cat, my cat ate part of my couch, and I don't know how are you going to help me, but I know I need your help. You just help me pray for it. And send me a pity party for one thing. Second of all, sometimes, well, it's real good when you're praying. It's good to be quiet at times and let God speak. Because if you're the one doing all the talking, all the pray, 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 pray out loud, out loud, out loud, out loud. And it could even be lots of very good things. You know, like help me to reach these certain people. Help me to show me what I should say. to these certain people. And Lord, not, you know, and what have you, it won't even be good things. But sometimes there's times when you're praying that you should be quiet for a little bit and let God speak. Just let God speak. Sorry for being quiet for a while on radio. There was a reason there for that few seconds why I did that. To demonstrate to you how that should work. And whether you listen to music while you pray or not, that's up to you. I just hope it's something that creates an atmosphere that you can pray well. What I mean is I would really hope that it would be some worship music. Something that reverences our God. Amen. Now, Lord God, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we would get this word in our hearts, that we would be people of prayer. We would have a prayer life in you, that we would come to you when we need help, that we would trust in you when we need help. Thank you that whatever we ask in you, believing, we shall receive. And I thank you for that. And I also pray, Lord God, that we would be doers of this word and not hearers only. As you said in that last verse that we read, blessed are those who not only hear the word, but do the word. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in terms of sports, we'll begin with a couple high school games that I want to pick. In Division One, you have Region 1 winner, Grand Blanc, 12-0, playing Rochester Adams, 12-0, at Howell, Saturday, 1 p.m., And keep in mind, Grand Blanc only beat Dow High by 4 points this year. But from there on, they've just rolled. Keep in mind, they did only beat Rockford by 1 point. My honest prediction, my honest prediction, Adams, 29, Grand who, 24. Let's go to Division Two, Region One. Let's go to Division Two semifinals. Again, this will be Saturday at 1 p.m. However, this one will be in Greenville. I was really hoping it would be in Midland, but sadly it will not be. It will be in Greenville instead. Traverse City Central, 11-1, taking that will soon join the Saginaw Valley League, taking on South Lyon, 12-0, at Greenville. Honest prediction. Traverse City's best, 29. No, Traverse City's best, 31. The Jungle, 29. Traverse City will eke it out. Eke it out. The Division One winner has won all of the last four semifinals between Region 1 and Region 2 in Division 2. Which if you ask me, is pretty incredible. College. Michigan taking on Maryland. My honest prediction. Winning again, 43. Maryland, 24. Michigan State versus that team to the south. For Michigan State is a big test. For Ohio, for that team to the south, it is also a huge test. To see whether or not they're ready to play Michigan. When I look at this game, my honest prediction. Well, I wish Michigan State could cover more. I remember listening to a Michigan game versus Michigan State game this year, and the Michigan guy said, Michigan State can't cover anybody. They barely won the Michigan game. Then they lost to Purdue, but then they beat Maryland handily. My honest prediction for this game, however, is low, high, and outside, 38, Izzo State, 26. MSU, that team to the south will be MSU 38-26, based on my prediction. NFL, Lions, Browns, 1 p.m., Sunday, in Cleveland. I think the Lions could win this one. Mayfield's hurt. My honest prediction, Roaring Lions, 21, Hash Browns, 17. Last but not least, Titans, Texans in Nashville. Nashville is becoming a tough place for teams to play. My honest prediction for this game, Titanic, 34. Huge Town, 19. So, my winners include, in high school, Grand Blanc in Region 1, Traverse City Central in Region 2, Michigan to beat Maryland, that team to the south to beat Michigan State, the Lions to win, and the Tennessee Titans to win. All right, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us, our dwelling. You've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No evil thing comes near us. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. I sure love you. All right, go in God. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.